There really are no accidents, and that I believe the Lord puts you in positions to reveal things or do things. And I can look back now on my life and my fascination with the JFK assassination. I couldn't let go of it. I didn't know why. It was a compulsion, and people around me, family members, would ask me, well, what's the attraction? It didn't get in the way of my life, but it was one of my hobbies. And today I can clearly see why. I believe one of my missions is to expose what's happening in this country as manifesting through the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the effective cover-up that has more holes than Swiss cheese. And if you want to know what happened, who was involved, how they did it, you're going to need to wade through this process in multiple presentations. But I promise you, if you go through and dutifully pay attention, maybe even take notes, check the facts, you're going to be the life of the party because you're going to be able to explain what happened in terms that very few people can. Oh, Candace can. And a few of my colleagues in the alternative media can. The average person has disparate facts. Things don't look right. Erica Kirk's body language sucks or attitude. We got all that. But we're going to put this together in a comprehensive fashion. So if you really want to know what happened, what the forces are, but also go back and understand how this is a repeat of the same pattern that keeps occurring over and over and over. And I've said this from the beginning. This is a blueprint for JFK. Now, there are some differences. The cover-up for JFK was a hell of a lot more sophisticated than what we're seeing here. Isn't that amazing in this modern digital age that people in 1963 could carry out something with more sophistication? More good planning than the horse crap we're seeing today, but it's true. But it's not just JFK, it's RFK, it's MLK, it's Nixon, it's LBJ, it's Reagan, and it's Trump 2 times already, assassination attempts. And we're going to walk through all of these if you have the patience to do it, and it may take me a second day to get this done. But I know who killed Charlie. I don't know the name. I know the name of the assassin that fired the fatal headshot against JFK. That wasn't hard to figure out. This is a lot more difficult, but I know the country of origin where this came from. And by the way, it wasn't Israel. You see, perpetrators always manage to keep themselves 1 to 2 degrees separation from the event. We're going to start to explain how we're going to go about this in this introductory piece after I tell you that we're brought to you by 7702. What's that? Well, that's Joe Lombardi's IRS strategy. IRS code 7702, little known, just a few people understand it, and Joe does. He's gone from being one of the top Wall Street brokers. Never has had a Better Business Bureau claim against him. So take what I'm saying seriously. A plus rating. Never lost a dime of client money. And he can help you if you have money you've come into, promotion, bonus, inheritance, lottery, whatever it is. He can help you. He can help you turn this into income back to you, largely tax-free, not 100%, but largely and completely legal and above board because it follows code 7702, which used to be only available to people like the Rockefellers. And he's now bringing it to average America. I would imagine there's some people that are not happy, but you will be if you follow my lead. Now, you say, what do I got to do? I want to find out more. Go to DH Hawk. DHHawk, one word, .com. And you'll get an information sheet. Fill out your name, contact information, and someone from Joe's staff will get a hold of you and you can start this process. And it's a dance. It's not a get rich quick scheme. It's a process, and you're going to be evaluated whether or not it's suitable for you. They won't waste your time if it's not. And then they'll also tell you, okay, here are the steps we got to go through. It'll all be laid out. It'll all be perfectly clear, and there'll be no misunderstanding. So go to dhhawk.com. Take advantage of this great, and I think once in a lifetime opportunity. They do have limited staff. So I'm telling you, it's going to be a first come, first serve basis. Well, we're going to look at the past and how nefarious institutions have entered into things. We're going to look at everything from the CIA to the FBI to the Mossad to the mafia to the foreign mafia. But we're also going to look at Egyptians, and we're going to look at other entities that came into play with Charlie. I'll tell you a little teaser here. Okay, here's a teaser. The Corsican Mafia carried out the assassination of John Kennedy. The Corsican Mafia today, by the way, they were housed in Marseille, France. I believe, with pretty good reason, the executioners are also from France. And I don't know if Candace is fully aware of this angle, but she has brought up the French Foreign Legion and I don't know, the Egyptian planes, who are their proxies. Yeah. This is Kennedy Plan B. We're going to lay all this out for you too. But we're also going to take a little bit of look. We're going to compare forensics. We're going to compare supposed autopsies, after death reports. So I don't know if we have an autopsy with Charlie, but we do have an after death report. We're also going to look at pretty strong evidence that TPUSA absolutely knew. And this is all Candace. I'm going to close with that. I'm going to let Candace put the cherry on top of this series because she is right on the money. She's identified there was foreknowledge. In fact, she says it this way. Erica Kirk and her best friend should be in a police station right now. And I agree with that. Now, when you find out about this, you're going to have, holy crap, you got to be kidding. But the mainstream media will never touch it. Never touch it. But we're going to, when you're done with this series, you'll know who was involved, their level of involvement, how it was carried out, how they covered it up, and what it means for America, because this isn't just a knives out murder mystery. This is one of the major assassinations in American history. And we know why it was done. And we understand that there's a shift in the autonomy of the Trump administration. And I'm hoping that President Trump can break free from this. A lot of us have been critical of Trump, and it's deserved criticism. But he's also a person that doesn't have full latitude. Oh, really? Butler, Pennsylvania? His golf course? I think you can clearly see that this is absolutely, without a doubt, the murder mystery of the 21st century. And it's the most complicated, and it ain't over, folks. Charlie Kirk is merely one example of this war between Trump and the deep state. And I've been knowing this day's coming, and I've been trying to set you up for it. I talked about Bill Barr, the Atlantic Council. I've talked about John McGregor as Ukraine connections, TPUSA employee that made almost double what Charlie made, triple dipping, and all the things I talked about yesterday with him getting paid a commission illegally on donations brought in. His Ukraine connections really bother me. Really bother me. I don't know if he's CIA, but I'll tell you, he smells like CIA. And I come from an old family line where we can smell bullshit from a mile away. And the inner circle of TPUSA is bullshit. Every one of them? Probably not. Most of them? Absolutely. And they're all benefiting from Charlie's death. No, don't read into what I'm saying. Stay with me on this series. But we'll end up on the final stand with Candace's observation, and then I'll tell you what it means going forward. And this is devastating, and I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. Whether the people who participated in this or not, or had foreknowledge of what was going to happen to Charlie, and it's really clear now there's foreknowledge. Oh, foreknowledge for Erica and people in the inner circle. There was foreknowledge. And like I said, Candace will close that loop for us. But it goes farther than this. This is about tearing America down. You got the Chinese on one hand that are doing it, and they're subversive groups funded by Soros and Singham. And that's only going to grow. You got the enormous financial fraud in different locations now springing up. We thought it was just Minneapolis and Minnesota. No, 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 no. It's across the country. They're bankrupting the country. They're bankrupting the country right now. And they're treasonous. You've got the Israeli angle where they want to use American resources for the benefit of their nation. Oh, does that make me anti-Semitic to make a political observation? Did I say anything? Israel shouldn't exist. The people should be persecuted. The Holocaust wasn't everything they said. The Holocaust was everything that's in history books. I know people will disagree with that. 6 million Jews died tragically. But that doesn't make me forfeit my right to say Israel has a political agenda in all this. But we're just kind of laying out the woodwork here. This is the outline, and we're going to get into it right here on the Common Sense Show. And I sincerely hope that you invest a lot into this. Now, we're not getting shared the way we were, and it has nothing to do with quality and content. Because when I look at our comments are disproportionate to our views, more comments than you'd expect for the views. And our ratings are consistently between 98-99% by the public. So I'm going to ask you to help offset this perceived deficiency. If you're seeing this on social media, share it far and wide. You have digital media, if you're listening to this on podcast or one of our radio networks like the Red State Talk Radio Network and its affiliates and Global Star and its affiliates, share digitally. I think, I'm trying to say this because ego's not involved here for me. I want the truth. I want my country not to be, as Donald Trump would say, a shithole for the future. Because I have, as the patriarch of my family and extended family now, I have a responsibility to these younger people in my family and to the younger people in your family. I take this very seriously. And we have a chance to turn this around, but we first must understand the beast. And this is, I think, the most important series I have ever done. It's not just solving a murder mystery for a tragic murder of a great guy like Charlie Kirk. This goes way beyond that. This goes to the fact there are people that are trying to use our nation for their benefit or destroy our nation for their benefit. And this is a multidimensional plot with some people that are working for the same thing, but they're not even co-conspirators. But they're all working to basically steal from America at any cost. And I will say this too as a warning. The Trump family is in grave danger. And I mean grave danger. And that'll become apparent as we go through this. Stay with me as we go through this. And I'm going to light up history. And I'm going to keep bringing it back to the present. Because as Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. Well, the sun is going to shine brightly on this. And you noticed I didn't give you preemptive warning this was coming. Yeah, I've already been interfered with in the past in my life. I know how this game is played. And the last thing you want to do is focus your intentions. Like you're in a street fight. No, 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 no. I don't want to fight you. But when it's clear that you got an aggression, There's certain things you can do, whether it's palm strike to the neck, slap the ears, disorient. I mean, yeah, there's a time when you have to spring into action. And this is that time to use a street fighting analogy. You're going to come out of this being extremely well educated. And I'm sure in here there could be a mistake, but I honestly don't think so. I honestly don't think so. And I've teased you enough with this. And I thank God for putting me in this position to where I can use an historical lens, draw upon the work of other well-meaning and educated and good people like Candace, and bring you a complete story. Because we cannot move forward as a nation if we don't understand what's happening to us. I'm Dave Hodges. Stay tuned. This is going to be an adventure. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We have something here that's really interesting, and I'm going to refer to in the beginning of this report to laissez-faire lounge. And she admits in a later video I watched of hers over on TikTok, she said, "I couldn't sleep last night." And she said, "I'm getting very nervous." And listen, let me say this to you. You're okay because you're public and other people have picked up on what you've done. And what you have found are things that I have already heard to a large extent. Let me bring up this in just a second. First, I need to tell you this. People are saying, "I'm so frustrated, Dave. I'm quitting my New Year's resolutions. I'll never lose weight." Well, try this first from BioTrust. It's called trimwithdave.com. Research galore when you go to the site. 60-day money back guarantee. You know you're going to lose the weight or you get the money back. And it's pills, not injections, no side effects. GLP-1 with all the benefits without the side effects, right here. 44% off. Go to trimwithdave.com. That's trimwithdave.com. Let me see if I can't pull up her file. So let me just say this as a prelude to what she's going to tell you. It's been well known for years and years and years and years and years. The CIA recruits males on their missions from the LDS Church. The CIA does special CIA training classes to weed out undesirables, but recruit desirables in programs like CNSS, the CAI. Yeah, kind of interesting play on letters there, isn't it? And she's going to draw some comparisons here that I think are noteworthy about why the CIA was involved with the Charlie Kirk assassination. No question that this is true. Let's go ahead and get right to it.
This week, I've been doing my own little off-piece Charlie Kirk investigation. Many of you guys have been following along. I've connected a lot of dots between the CIA, the LDS community, the Utah Valley University system, and academic centers in Israel, like the Jerusalem Center and Ariel University.
Isn't that interesting? CIA influence in Utah, especially at UVU, and links back into Israel.
I think I've kind of like reached the end of my investigation. And also I'm like kind of getting nervous. Like I couldn't sleep last night at all. But my main question now is, and I would like to turn it over to the authorities, Kash Patel, Donald Trump, this is kind of like for you.
Yeah, you'll be waiting a long time, dear.
You to answer now. There is was a CIA professor at Utah Valley University, Rusty Needs. He was with the CNSS. I saw his bio, his photo. Just a few days ago, like 2 days ago, I took this picture from the website. I got his bio, everything, and he has now like disappeared. I can't find it anywhere online. If any.
Yeah, he's not the only one to disappear. So let me go ahead and good job breaking that. She broke that some time ago and didn't get a lot of play, although we had another angle of it with the CAI. And Tyler Robinson, when he was at Utah State University, was in one of these CIA courses. Yes, that's a fact. Rusty Needs is who she's talking about. Okay, but let's get into another aspect of this very quickly here. There are also six staff members that are ghosted from UVU. Elena Vasquez, National Security Policy, Mark Harlow, Counter Intel, Sarah Klein, Logistics, Jamal Reed, Track Coach, and Security Association. Boy, isn't that interesting, because we know all the security problems that Charlie Kirk had in being protected, as well as T. Romero, same security simulations issue, and L. Patel, event planning coordinator. Remember the form they used, right? And I told you about this. The form did not have security provisions in paragraph one as it's supposed to. The form that TPUSA signed was devoid of that, but the standard form does include that. I wonder if this Patel and this Reed are involved in this somehow. And this is your CIA connection on the ground. And now, guess what, boys and girls? They're all gone. Where did they go? Where did they go? Well, we have more that we're going to bring, but I told you this was probably a two-day operation, and I'm going to stop here and not go any further with this today, and I'm going to do part two tomorrow, and I think I can conclude it tomorrow. I've got other things that I absolutely need to cover, but the CIA and Charlie Kirk, the CIA involvement in bad presidents and administering discipline, that's a nice way to say it. It's here, but we're going to go a little further. There's more to disclose. And like I said, when we get to the last part, Candace is going to tie things up for us, and it's stunning. It will leave you shocked. Stay tuned for this two-day series. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. John Kennedy was right, absolutely correct, to break the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter the winds to the far reaches of the earth. And this is absolutely what we must do as Americans. I'm going to walk through in this particular segment because I've got to give historical context for where I'm going. We are going to solve the Charlie Kirk thing. I'm not going to be able to name the individual assassin like I could with the JFK situation, but I can get you the groups that were involved unmistakably and what each one gained from it. But at the center of this and the coordinating agent of this is the CIA. The cover-up agent is the FBI. And we need to go through a little history of the CIA so you understand as we progress through who took out Charlie and why. We have to understand that the center of it's the CIA, and there's no CIA. I don't think there is an assassination. We need to eliminate the CIA. And I think you're going to agree with me when I take you through a brief historical tour. My name is Dave Hodges. I am the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. If you haven't jumped on the Magic Dicol Starter Pack Revolution, now's the time. 15% off. And I'm telling you, their experience sometimes, they get shipping out really well. But I'm just telling you, they're getting so overburdened because the product's becoming popular all over the world. Now's the time. This stuff, I'm the walking, talking testimonial for this, as are many people in our audience that write to me and say, thank you. You get with the starter pack, you get three of the Nanosoma liquid sprays. It's restorative and preventative, five sprays once a day is maintenance, but you can use it as much as you want because it's natural. And it's what got me over RSV with strip lung linings with a bad prognosis. Then the gel. The gel's fantastic because it grows pluripotent stem cells. And now all of a sudden your inflammation and the pain that came with exercise, not there. That's how it's worked for me. Now, your time frame for that will vary. For me, I noticed a big difference at 6 weeks, at 8 weeks, I was totally pain-free, doing things I haven't done in a quarter of a century. And then the skin cream, fine lines and wrinkles, that's not why I use it. I don't know, I just hate to give in to vanity, but cuts and burns and stuff, yeah, exactly. And the stuff just heals fantastically. I avoided getting 4 to 6 stitches by using the cream and wrapping it. Took almost 2 weeks, no stitches. Today, no scar. Pretty cool stuff. Go to, I want myhealthback.com/DaveHodges for 15% off the retail price for the starter pack. I want myhealthback.com/DaveHodges. Well, we're going to walk through a little history of the CIA and branch out to first cousins of the CIA. But I think most notably, the CIA has been in bed with the mafia forever, since they were the OSS in World War II, and they hired mafia agents to patrol the shipping docks to basically watch out for Nazi saboteurs. Well, it was actually a good thing. That was smart. But they had a relationship. They worked with the mafia in trying to kill Castro, and they worked with the mafia to kill Kennedy. And just to develop that plot just real quick for a second, Kennedy wouldn't do Bay of Pigs. He feared the Russians would jump in, we'd have a nuclear war, and so he wouldn't give air cover. Okay, I wouldn't have either. Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, basically ignored him and went ahead with the operation against Kennedy's orders, and he begged at the last minute, you got to give air cover, the invasion's going to fail, and he didn't do it. He didn't do it. And he fired Dulles, and that set the CIA on a mission to set Kennedy up. And the CIA was at the center. They created the Patsy. Lee Oswald, who worked in the Bay of Pigs operation at Lake Pontchartrain Springs, he was a CIA operative, trained Cuban refugees for the Bay of Pigs invasion. He was the one who also had defected under the defectors program. Pretend you're defecting, give information to the Russians, hope you get more out. We extract you, and then you come back. And he came back married to the deputy director of the KGB's niece. Yeah. And so then he becomes this, all of a sudden, this avowed communist. And he's in New Orleans in front of where they were gathering arms for the Bay of Pigs operation, handing out Fair Play for Cuba leaflets. It was a big committee of protesters. One, Lee Oswald. They were creating a persona, Marxist communist, because they knew they were going to use him as a patsy to get rid of Kennedy. And then they had him go to work at the book depository. And it just so happens, 3 days before the assassination of JFK, they had the motorcade change directions from going down Main Street at 40 miles an hour, which would have gone in front of my uncle's tool and die shop. And they turned from Houston onto Elm and went by the book depository in the grassy knoll at approximately 14 miles an hour, which was a total Secret Service violation with all the windows open. Secret Service was complicit too. But the CIA was in control. The CIA was control of the autopsy. They lost the frickin' brain. How do you lose the brain of the victim of the most important assassination of the 20th century? Tell me how that happens. It's not even plausible. I mean, this makes TPUSA look like mental giants. It's incredible. But that's what happened. The CIA brought in assets, the mafia, said, we got to take out Kennedy. No, we can't do it. It's America. So they went to the Corsican mafia. Oh, this is kind of getting into Charlie territory now. And the Corsican mafia was headed then by Christian David, and he was offered the contract. They go, where will it be? And he said, who is it for? The big enchilada, meaning Kennedy. Well, where will it take place? In America? No. I won't touch it there. And he said, but I do have somebody that will do it. Dresses and disguises. He's reckless. His colleagues hate him because he takes so many chances, but he's the best there is. And that was a man named Lucien Sarti, the man who fired the fatal headshot. On the grassy knoll, we have his picture from the badge man photo, courtesy of Marianne Moorman. And Eastman Kodak officials spent 4 years in secret developing the photo. Now, that's the CIA, straight through, start to finish. They controlled the operation. The FBI provided cover-up. Oh, my gosh, that's Charlie Kirk. That's Charlie Kirk, as you'll see. Well, the next assassination was Martin Luther King. And the powers that be, you know, the establishment, the deep state, they told Bobby Kennedy, you don't run for president, because he was against Vietnam. And this is why John Kennedy had to be taken out, one of the reasons. He also wanted to revamp the Federal Reserve, same as John Kennedy. He also wanted to ban upper atmospheric testing of nuclear weapons, also John Kennedy. And they just said, you don't run. And in March of 1968, Martin Luther King had 11 FBI agents pulled off his protective detail and then was subsequently assassinated on the same day. You want to buy coincidences? See, remember I said the FBI manages the cover-up while the CIA runs the operation. And again, it was a lone nut assassin, same as JFK, with written material saying what he was going to do for some flimsy political reason. Okay, MLK was killed as a warning to RFK to drop out of the race. Remember, March of 1968. CIA said, we're willing to risk a race war in this country. Fortunately, the people that followed King actually bought into his message and they were civilized human beings. And they mourned, they were pissed. There was minimal rioting, but not a lot. If they didn't rise up, and honestly, I look back at history, I'm kind of surprised they didn't. But also, too, Martin Luther King was a man of peace. And it makes sense he attracted people like that. Well, RFK looked at that and said, you're not going to kill another Kennedy. And he also promised to reopen the investigation into his brother, particularly Operation Mongoose, which was used against Castro, then turned on Kennedy. And so in June, when RFK refused to drop out, he was gaining momentum, won the California primary for the Democratic nomination for president in 1968 in June, and he's now going to be, in all likelihood, the winner and be the presidential candidate. What do you think? They killed him in the Ambassador Hotel under very mysterious circumstances. But of course, it was another lone nut assassin. Three for three with that. And a diary, by the way. Okay, now, here comes Nixon. I rewatched a tape last night. It's widely available on YouTube. And it was a conversation, presidential tapes, between Nixon and the head of the CIA at the time. He said, you know, I don't like what you guys are doing. I may reopen the investigation into the CIA with the Kennedy assassination. He threatened to do this. Can't have that. But they couldn't kill another president. So what the CIA did was do the Watergate thing. All five of the Watergate co-conspirators had ties to the CIA. One of them was in the CIA. Surprise, surprise. It was a setup designed to back Nixon into a corner where he had to cover things up, got caught, forced to resign or be impeached. Okay, so that was the CIA taking out another president. Then there's the thing nobody talks about. LBJ suddenly announces in 1968, I'm not running for re-election. He lived his life and committed all kinds of crimes to become the president. And I believe, as many do, he was part of the Kennedy assassination, was involved in the planning. His meeting at Clint Murchison's, the oil man in Texas, house with other co-conspirators, ties that in, and his mistress talked personally to my friend Jim Mars, the late Jim Mars, and told this story. So LBJ, he was one of them. He was the establishment. He was dirty. Just look up Billy Celestis to see how dirty LBJ was. Now, having said that, why wouldn't he run for re-election? Because he was a bumbling idiot as a president and was destroying the Vietnam War. The Tet Offensive was on his watch, and it destroyed the confidence the American people once had for the war's nobleness of mission and ability to complete it, and they had to get him to quit. And he raised a fuss. He goes, you don't want me blowing the whistle. He died under very mysterious circumstances. He died of a heart attack with no one around. Whoa, wait a minute. Aren't former presidents totally protected by the CIA for life? The answer is yes, they are. Then where were they? Well, this is what Lady Bird Johnson, Lyndon's wife, actually brought up. And she was quickly silenced. This had all the hallmarks of a CIA op. And then you got Ronald Reagan. Oh boy, here we go. Reagan was never one of the choir boys. When he was running for the presidential nomination in 1980, I'll never forget this. And this is after I had just read Patrick Wood's book, Trilaterals Over Washington. And I get up, I got ABC on, no cable at the time. And I got ABC on, and they say, right, Reagan said Bush, George H.W. Bush, his competitor for the nomination. I said, well, he's in the Trilateral Commission. Why would people vote for him? He's not for America, he's for international interests. Uh-oh. All hell broke loose, and there was literally no coverage of the primary and the Republican side for 2 days. And on the third day, they came out. And Reagan's holding up Bush's hand and saying, we're running mates now. And his hated competitor became his VP. But that's not where this all stops. They tried to staff his administration with trilaterals like they did Jimmy Carter. Reagan objected. Reagan wasn't playing ball the way they wanted the Middle East. He said, we're not going to do the level of involvement you want. We're not going to nation build, regime change. Sounds like Trump, doesn't it? Well, he's walking out of a hotel and a lone nut assassin shoots him, almost kills him. And guess where he came out of? Utah. And what's Utah? High-level training at the college level for future CIA agents. We're going to cover that later today. Oh, this is big. This is big. Oh, this is huge for the Charlie Kirk assassination. But this guy comes out of this, and he's not mentally right. And if you said to me, the exposed program, MK Ultra, that was exposed before Congress, that Hinckley was the assassin, was a victim of this program, it wouldn't surprise me. Do I think he was? Yeah, I do. Can I close the loop with all the receipts? Probably not in the court of law, but I think in the court of public opinion, probably. But they just interestingly just let him out, by the way. But Reagan wasn't playing ball, and after he got shot, he was a little more docile. And it was a CIA op, as we traced it. And then Trump. The CIA is a little harder to pin on this, but let's go to Butler. Okay. Here's what we do know. Jill Biden, First Lady, Donald Trump, former president and presidential candidate and the leading candidate. Who's more important for Secret Service protection? Don't give me an emotional answer. I don't give a crap if he's the president's wife, if she's the president's wife or not. Donald Trump was much more higher on the pecking order than she would have been, but she got the real agents. Trump got the substitutes. They didn't cover the rooftops. Uh-oh. Charlie Kirk all over again. Didn't cover the rooftops. There were line of sight issues that should have been dealt with that weren't, and Crooks was spotted on the roof by people pointing at him. Look, look. They told the authorities. They went to the Secret Service. Nothing. No. Who was Cheadle taking orders from? I can tell you what I've been told, and I believe if it went to court, discovery would show this to be true. And this is why she had to quickly go away and didn't put up a fuss. She was answering to the CIA. And I believe this was a CIA hit. When I looked at these connections, this wasn't this lone nut assassin. Here we go again. Same MO. Ronald Reagan, lone nut assassin. Hey, we're 5 for 5 now. The only exception is Nixon because they had to frame him to get him out. They couldn't kill another president in that close of proximity without raising suspicion. And that, so now we're 5 out of 5 here. Well, what about at Trump's golf course? You got a guy who is a Ukrainian operative who works behind the scenes and frequently travels to Ukraine. Who the hell could he have possibly been working for? Yes, it's those three letters again. Give me a C, give me an I, give me an A. guarantee you, had all the hallmarks of a CIA agent. And listen, there's so many of us, maybe because I was raised in a family with an intelligence background, I'm sensitive to it. But I got to tell you, a lot of my colleagues in the alternative media see it too. Law enforcement sees it. People who've been in Homeland, they see it. FBI, they see it. Retired FBI, I should say, where they can speak out. This guy was CIA. There's no question. It was another CIA lone nut assassin attempt on the president. Okay. Now, let's talk about demise of America. The Mossad is only interested in so far in controlling America, they can use our resources to further foreign policy agenda, primarily with Gaza and with Iran. And then there'll be future endeavors too. And they get our $4 billion a year. Okay. That's the Mossad. The CIA is working for the obliteration of all national sovereignty. And they're starting with the United States because you're going to take the most powerful nation and take them down. Like if you're in a street fight and you got three guys in front of you, who do you hit first? You got to hit the big guy first. Well, that's what they're doing. They want to take down America. And the CIA, let's put it this way, they never act in the interest of the American people. They get $100 billion a year to work against you, America. And see, again, I go back to John Kennedy was right. We need to get rid of the CIA and scatter them to the winds of time. Absolutely positively. But when we look at the Charlie Kirk deal, people say, well, the Mossad came in and did it. No, the Mossad benefited from doing it because they now got TPUSA on their side. But this was a CIA-controlled operation. The only involvement that the Mossad had was through the Zionist donors to TPUSA and Netanyahu and a couple of rabbis out of Israel that were in contact with Charlie, trying to pressure him and even threatened him. But that was the extent of what they did. They did the hands off on him. The hit on Charlie was a CIA operation. But let's put it this way, the CIA would not let the Mossad come on our soil and do what they did. But why would the CIA be motivated to kill Charlie? It wasn't just for Israel. They honestly could give a crap whether or not Iran happens or Israel gets Gaza. They don't really care about that. What they cared about was the fact that Trump was screwing with the deep state. He's started going after the high profile people. He started going after Comey and Bolton. And then you got the Russia delusion collusion. And oh my gosh, this is a total intel operation. And Tulsi Gabbard has made that very, very clear. Not just the CIA at this point now, this goes across multiple agencies. And Trump also said, we're going to release all the files the CIA has on the Kennedy assassination. He said that in his campaign tour. That's not what they want. They spent years covering up their crime, decades covering up their crime. Over 300 mysterious deaths of people who were first and second degree connected to it. Bad things happened to them. MIT ran a feasibility study on that. What are the odds? There were so many zeros the computer couldn't calculate it. It's funny. I saw that in the mainstream media report once and never saw it again. But when we look at this, this was a CIA hit. They coordinated the players. And I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. They coordinated when the mafia said, we're not touching JFK, too hot inside the country. But they found the Corsican mafias in France. With their connections to, drum roll, please. The French Foreign Legion. Gee, where have we heard that before? Oh, that's right, Candace Owens. We tracked the Egyptian planes, but they were operatives for the French Foreign Legion, and the French Foreign Legion has a contract out on Candace, according to her. And of course, the president of France, concerned that Candace is questioning the gender of his spouse, issued a death contract. That doesn't even make any sense. Why would a president care what someone says about his wife? Is it worth? No, it's not. It's not. It's cover for the fact that the French had operatives in their country who used their operatives, the Egyptians, to carry out the deed. The flight logs, everything about the Egyptians puts them there. They were there. Now, is this an Israeli hit in terms of strategy? Yes. Yes. And I had a debate with a very knowledgeable person yesterday. He thinks Charlie's alive. Okay. Very well spoken, very articulate, and his logic is flawless. His IQ is probably above 150. Brilliant person. But I disagree with him on this. I don't think the evidence supports Charlie's alive. The evidence supports the fact that this was an electronic hit. Certainly not a 30-06, which is a freaking joke. But it's an electronic hit. And Charlie, and I don't think it was an explosion like we saw with the pagers and the cell phones against Hamas leaders by Israel. I think it was electrocution. That would be my best guess. And this is why you can't have an autopsy come out. And this is why the internet searches also include Deidre Amari, the chief investigator for homicides, chief medical examiner in the state of Utah. They had to make sure she was going to be on board, and they searched her background from Tel Aviv and Washington, D.C. in July. And I said yesterday, the Hamptons was what sealed Charlie's fate. And when he came out and said, "Hey, we're moving away from Israel. No, I'm not taking BB's money." He can stuff his $150 million. But it was the CIA at the center of all of this. And they typically will use splinter groups so they get plausible deniability. Now, I'll tell you, there's another motive why Charlie was killed. It wasn't just because he wasn't furthering the aims of globalists. They want a Middle East union that Israel controls. European Union, North American Union, which is coming. North American Technate is what they call it. I'm going to interview Pat Wood about this probably this week or next. But they want a Middle East union. They got the African Union. They want the South American Union. It's called Free Trade Areas of the Americas. And they want Israel to head it up. And I actually think if you're going to have a union, you have to do it. And I don't like it. Israel would probably be your best choice. I don't think I'd want Yemen or Somalia running it. Go down there, put Ilhan Omar in charge. But I think that when you look at this here, the CIA needs unification in the Middle East to move towards their total goal of globalization and who they truly work for. Remember, I said they're anti-national sovereignty. Well, Trump goes after these globalist people, the people in Intel who tried to do the Russian collusion delusion, goes after Comey, an avowed communist. Yeah, look that up, it's true. Brennan, an avowed communist, he's on the investigative list. Tulsi Gabbard's mentioned him prominently. Clapper, same thing. Bolton, same thing. So they're going after these people. Well, you come get one of ours. What does the mafia do? Well, they get one of yours. Charlie was a Trump lieutenant. Israel benefits. But it was a CIA op. There's no question in my mind it was a CIA operation. And it was a message killing and a strategic killing at the same time. They killed two birds with one stone with Charlie. Now, I'm going to give you some really bad news here. Trump has slowed down. He has really slowed down. He's fine walking the Epstein files, and it's not because of him. This has already come out, and mainstream media will never cover it. But Trump was an informant against Epstein in 2006. And you're seeing a lot of fake fraudulent material to implicate him. And some of you are going to go, "Oh, that's not true. I've seen the files." I'm telling you, they're fake. And I've got this on great authority. Trump was a whistleblower working against these people. They've tried twice to kill him, they've taken out Charlie. And Trump is kind of pulling back, saying, okay, what do we do? What do we do? Meanwhile, the FBI continues to cover up the crime because that's what they always do. By the way, let me backtrack one second here. Back in 1963, Lee Oswald, CIA operative, who, by the way, masqueraded in other intelligence agencies, when he was captured at the movie theater, they found a Naval Intelligence ID card on him with the name Alex Seidel with his picture. Yeah, you couldn't make this stuff up. But he had an FBI handler. His name was James Hostie. There were records that Hostie just didn't burn all of them. And Oswald met with him several times. He was being handled to be the patsy. Being handled to be the patsy. Oh, there's a whole lot more to this, but there are so many similarities to what were going on. I'll cover more with regard to crime scene analysis, but at the center of this, people, is the CIA. There's no question. Now you're saying, well, Dave, what about TPUSA? I'm going to save the best for last, and I'm going to put Candace up on a pedestal where she belongs. And I'm being serious. She is the best investigative reporter in America. And it ain't close. Oh, and guys, don't get upset with me because many of you out there are great. But there's great players and there's Michael Jordan. She's the Michael Jordan of investigative reporting. And I'm going to go ahead and cover in detail what she said that ties all this together. And she firmly confirms circumstantially what I am telling you here. TPUSA, again, what's their role? My belief is this, and this is supposition, but there's no question. Erica Harpole and Cabot Phillips were at Fort Huachuca between the dates of September 8th and 9th. But they weren't there to plan anything. That plan was set into motion after the Hamptons, and then Charlie started making statements in public that says Israel's not controlling my organization. That plan was solidified, in my opinion, in July. And when they started to do the internet searches of the doctors at the hospital Charlie was taken to, the medical examiner, the judge who wasn't even in that circuit yet, how'd they get that deal done? Tyler James Robinson showed up in one of their searches on September the 9th, the night before. Okay. Erica and company were not at Fort Huachuca to plan anything. They plotted post Charlie, what will we do? This is my belief. This makes the most sense. People are looking at it like it was some grand plot. The plot was already done. When Charlie is gone, what direction do we take TPUSA? That's what happened there. That's why they're very nervous because a lot of us have figured this out. Okay, and we come back. I also want to hit the crime scene comparisons between Kennedy and Charlie because when you're done with this series, if you pay attention to every part of it, you'll walk away saying, I get it. And also, I hope I can get you to see how this matters to America. This isn't just the death of Charlie, this isn't the CIA versus Trump on behalf of the deep state. It's not just that. It is that too, but it's not just that. This is the future of America. It's the money you have in the bank. It's your job security. It's your rights as American citizens under the Constitution. And it's the right not to be a victim of a purge. This is what I am very concerned about. And I hope that you see it too, because we can't respond to a challenge that we don't know what the challenge is. And I think this is the single most important work I have ever done the whole time I've been here. And like I said in the very beginning of this, God prepared me for this moment. Unexplained interest in the Kennedy assassination, yet understanding what happened there helps me look and go, no, that's BS. No, that's probably true. And allows me the ability, because I've learned how to connect the dots on these issues. It's nothing about me personally and talent or skill or intelligence. It's being in the right place at the right time, and I believe I'm being used to bring out the truth. Some of you say, well, I don't believe that. That's okay. Just accept what I'm telling you because you can go verify this. We'll be back with the crime scene analysis next.